Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Time to catch up with life coach Sally Tebow. She'll join us weekly here on Triple M. Sally, this week we want to talk about digital dementia. Now, this is new for me. I didn't know it was actually a thing. But you want to talk about our reliance on our smartphones and how it's impacting our memory.
Yeah, that's right, Terry. You know, experts have been warning us for ages about the overuse of technology for children. But now the focus has shifted to adults who are finding their memories are not what they used to be. And, you know, it's like, have you ever sort of can't remember people's phone numbers anymore? Or you'll be in the middle of conversation and all of a sudden you can't remember somebody's name. And that's all because we have now become so used to outsourcing our brains, basically, and using Google or Siri to find things for us.
Dr. Google.
And, you know, Google Maps, there was a time when if you wanted to go anywhere, you know, you get out the street directory and be able to look and sort of connect where the streets were. Now we just plug it into our maps, and half the time we're where we are, we don't even know how we got there. And our brains are like a muscle. They need to be used all the time. So if we're not using that deep thinking and say sort of in that shallow, allowing something else to find what we need, it does impact on our memories.
Do you think board games and maybe word puzzles, that kind of thing, could strengthen the mind? Because when I was on holidays, we went around to a friend's place and we just brought out the board games. Well, Yahtzee was very competitive.
It always is, isn't it? I think board games, going back to reading books again, right, sort of looking at everything on our smartphones, and stopping multitasking. You know, so many people sit at their desks with their computers on, but they've also got their phones, and they've got to look changing from one thing to the other all the time. And we've lost the art to really go into that deep thinking. And that's why I always say, you know, to schedule at least twice or three times a week, times when you can do some deep thinking, 90 minutes to 2 hours, without multitasking, and that will help.
I mean, people are saying that the phone does everything except make phone calls. It's like our new personal organizer, isn't it?
It is, you know, and if you lose your phone, it's like, oh my goodness, how am I going to remember whatever? You know, we've become so reliant on, and it's great. It's great technology, but we need to look at how this is impacting on our long-term health and in particular our brain health. And so things like board games, as you mentioned, reading books, switching off, not sitting on watching TV with our smartphones by our side. That's another thing that people tend to do. You know, it's one or the other. And of course, always to have a day where you can unhook from technology if you can. All those things will help.
Another little story. On the weekend, I went shopping and my phone was flat and I left my charger at home. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go without my charger for the whole day. And it was quite enjoyable going around and checking out some of the sites.
Yeah, and guess what? The sky didn't fall in either.
It didn't.
You know, there's this tendency now because we think we have to be connected. Whereas once before we would leave home and you wouldn't talk to somebody for 2 or 3 hours. Yeah. We've gotten so used to being on all the time. It really is a habit that perhaps we need to look at. And as you say, you know, it's quite enjoyable to be disconnected for a while.
Great to catch up with Esther Bliss, the Chief Enthusiasm Officer down at the Northern Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you and everybody listening.
You're pretty happy after the Avon River Festival. You were on a winning float.
Absolutely. Best commercial float. Not looking at how many other commercial float entries there were. We'll take the win and boast about it for as long as we can possibly get mileage out of it.
How did you celebrate?
It's an 18-plus event type celebration, but we enjoyed ourselves for sure. Yes, thank you.
We'll get the full details 9:30 tonight, all right?
Absolutely.
On our catch-up, triplem.com.au.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, it was a fantastic event, the Avon River Festival, as we got the Avon Descent on the way a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, no, it was great that people came out and supported it, came down to the stalls, even though the weather wasn't so great. The stalls, the people on the floats, people watching, it was brilliant. Well done, Northam. Well done, everyone there.
Moving along, and the Northam Farmers Market is underway, or the planning for it is underway.
Yep.
You're looking for storeholders, volunteers, and community groups that want to get involved?
Absolutely. So the Northam Farmers Market will be starting again the 2nd and 4th Saturday of the month, scheduled for the second week of October at this stage. We're looking for storeholders. We're looking for volunteer groups, community organisations that maybe want to raise some money through a sausage sizzle. Anybody that wants to maybe help behind the backgrounds, we've got some small little tasks that people can pick up and do if they want to get involved. Yeah.
One of our footy clubs has a quiz night coming up.
Yeah, so there's a quiz night this Friday at the Recreation Centre. Tables of eight. If you think you're a bit of a brainiac, then check out the Federals Football Club Facebook page. And yeah, I think tickets are still available. So get on their Facebook page and we'll see you there.
Looking ahead once again, we've got the agricultural show coming up in Northam and the call out for people to put some entries in.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if you reckon your sponge cake is the best and your lemon curd is better than anybody else's in the whole of the region, then I definitely suggest you check out the Northam Agricultural Society Facebook page. They've got lots of different entries. I believe you can even maybe decorate a twig and enter that under some creative category that they'll have. So please check that out. And the agricultural show is next month. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be great.
You might surprise yourself and you might be impressed as to how far you can go in the competition at the ag shows, because people, they have some hidden talents there, don't they?
They do, absolutely. I think there's even a category for dads, you know, who can make the best sponge cake. So I don't think Betty Crocker would approve, but, you know, if you reckon you can read a recipe, get your dad to make a cake and enter it. You never know. He could be wearing that crown.
And what a great crown that would be.
Yep.
And finally, Esther from the Northern Chamber of Commerce, the Business Awards are coming up later on this year and time is running out for people to put in an entry.
No, absolutely. Look, we had a huge support from the public nominating different businesses. So any businesses there that have been nominated, we encourage you to get your applications completed by the end of the month. If you're having any trouble with it at all or you want a bit of help, come and talk to me at 160 Fitzgerald and we'll see what we can do. And I'm sure that we can make you shine for the Avon Valley Business Awards.
And the awards night is happening when?
The Friday, the 11th of October.
Esther Bliss, Chief Enthusiasm Officer down at the Northern Chamber of Commerce, a great local resource. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Wednesday morning, which means the Avon Valley and Central Weebot Advocate is out on the stands, and on the line now is Eliza Wynn from the Advocate. Eliza, charges have been laid after a police search at York.
Yes. So on Sunday night, York police were targeting drivers on Great Eastern Highway near the lakes who were coming home from the football. And in one of their roadside stops, they stopped a man who had 55 grams of meth and a handgun and an axe hidden in his car. Now, this male has now been charged with possession of a trafficable amount of methamphetamine and weapons charges.
All right, we'll watch that story with interest. Also, to some lighter news, Eliza, it's been the talk of the region in the last few days, the opening of Billyocore Budja, or affectionately known as BKB, the new interpretive centre in Northam on the banks of the Avon. Big turnout for the opening ceremony late last week.
Yeah, it was really encouraging to see so many people in the community in attendance to both the VIP opening on Friday afternoon and the big community event on Saturday. So we have a roundup of photos from both events and a bit of a story on what went down at the opening.
Excellent. It's a fantastic facility and going to benefit locals and visitors to the region. So, great to see that this project has been completed. Also, Eliza, no surprise here, but there's been a study on internet connection for small businesses, and you've got some shocking stats there in the paper today.
Yeah, no, like you said, it really is no surprise when you talk around to small businesses, their internet connection is one of their main concerns. Now, we've published a story about a report that's been put out this week saying that Wheatbelt businesses have been put at the bottom of the list when it comes to good internet connection. Now, they've found that 25% of Wheatbelt small businesses report having a poor internet connection compared to just 11% in the Perth metro area. Now, I'm sure if we wandered the streets, we'd probably hear more people than that talk about their poor internet connection. But yeah, in that article, we have a fair few shocking stats about the state of our internet here in the Wheatbelt.
And with more and more customers going online, you know, you want to get that situation rectified pretty quickly.
Exactly. I think it's a really important issue that, you know, needs to be addressed to help our businesses grow moving forward.
And finally, Eliza, pretty exciting as we head into the finals. Unfortunately, some teams will say goodbye to 2018. They'll probably be packing their bags and heading somewhere nice and warm for the off season. But for some teams, they're knuckling down because they're getting into the finals in the Footy Association.
Yeah, it's really exciting heading into next week as we're going into the semi-finals for the Avon Footy Association. So we have all the results from this week and a bit of a wrap-up of how the teams have gone this week as they head into the semi-finals. So I think it's going to be a really exciting few weeks in the lead-up to the grand final.
Avon Valley and Central Wheatbelt Advocate out for a Wednesday. Plenty of local information in there. Eliza Wynn, thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry.
This is Trent's Tech Talk.
A Wednesday morning, so time for some Tech Talk with Trent from techwrap.net. Trent, in the news this week, the Australian government is set to float new tech surveillance laws as a way to prevent criminal activity. What's happening? What's planned?
Yeah, they've unveiled some new laws they're considering today to, I guess, monitor and prevent criminal activity through devices and internet connectivity. It probably draws upon the plans they've had for some time now. And the federal government believes that the current legislation is reasonably out of date. As I said, in the last year or so, they've had over 200 cases where investigation for large-scale crimes have been impacted by inability to easily gather data. The legislation changes essentially would allow law enforcement agencies with valid warrants to access mobile phone data and provide three levels of requests, one of those being a voluntary please help us out kind of appeal. The second stage would be the compulsory request where, you know, if you did not comply as a business, you could face a fine of $10 million or even individual fines as well in some cases of $50,000. And the third stage is more of a, you know, they must comply and provide means in which to decrypt data from devices when it is needed and provide ways in which to, I guess, future-proof the ability to collect information, you know, given the circumstances as well. It's all certainly, you know, an interesting bit of legislation that they're planning. And, you know, from a tech point of view, would love to see more discussion on it and more detail on how they plan to enforce and introduce these, rather than it just being another one of those sort of, this is what we want to do, let's get on with it kind of requests, as we have had in some cases from our government.
Yeah, it's good to see that action is being taken because if criminal activity continues at a high rate, it's going to bring a few individuals and organisations unstuck. We had the situation over in WA where a public digital display was hacked and there were some inappropriate images splashed around in the public place.
And they're not situations you want. And also, you know, if internet, for instance, is being used as a carrier device for, you know, malicious and suspicious activity, lawmakers want to be able to, you know, allow people like the Federal Police and ASIO to be able to, I guess, you know, provide documentation that they need to investigate a case and then be able to get straight on with it rather than playing this back and forth shuffle of, will we allow you or won't we allow you? Will we decrypt this information or won't we kind of thing with businesses?
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, Triple M. Middleton Business Advisors, giving you solutions to regain your lifestyle.
Yeah, we've got a full book of callers this morning, which is nice to see. $550, they're all trying to win it. Someone in the Central Wheatbelt and Avon Valley is going to take this prize out one day. And it could be today, if you can correctly identify what that sound is. Doreen's with us. G'day.
Good morning, Terry.
What do you reckon our sound of the wheat belt is?
Opening a cardboard box of cheesels to share around while travelling in the car.
Very descriptive. Opening a box of cheesels to share in the car on the road. Where's that happening, Doreen?
Oh, in Northam.
In Northam. Unfortunately, it's not happening in Northam. That's not the sound.
Righto. Thanks very much, Terry.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Diane at Keller Barron. Diane, sounds of the wheat belt. What do you reckon it is?
Is it someone biting into an apple on a road trip?
Someone biting into an apple on a road trip. Where's that happening?
Great Eastern Highway.
Great Eastern Highway. Whereabouts on the highway?
Oh, through Kellyberrin, Meriden.
Oh, yeah, Kellyberrin, of course. The old hometown. Unfortunately, it's not happening there. Not biting an apple driving through Kellyberrin on Great Eastern Highway.
Okay, thank you.
See you then.
Bye.
Let's go to Angus. He's been trying to get through the last few days and he finally made it. Angus, what do you reckon the sound of the wheat belt is?
Well, I think it's at the Tallinn petrol station putting the money into the cash register.
Putting into the money into the cash register. Which servo was that?
Tallinn.
Yeah, not happening in Tallinn, unfortunately, Angus.
Okay.
See you then.
See you.
And finally, our mate Rod at Kellyberrin is with us. Ron, what do you reckon the sound of the wheat belt is?
I think it's shutting the car bonnet up a second under the bonnet. Very similar sound right here.
Shutting the car bonnet. Where's that happening, Ron?
It could be in a workshop, Kellyberrin workshop, shutting car bonnet.
Yeah, not happening. I'm sorry, Ron.
Okay.
Good on you, mate.
Ah, well, keep bashing away, mate. Yeah, it's not right. Me, this one. It's a wine drizzler, this one.
Thanks, mate. It returns tomorrow. We're at $560. Sounds of the Wheat Belt with Middleton Accountants on Triple M.